Diapason of Heaven. This is not from Mary Baker Eddy, but it is utilizing the inspiration from The Diapason of Heaven by Mary Baker Eddy, Class Notes, 1881 to 1898, but it is from extemporaneous inspiration in an expanded form. One of the terms, which is really a two-word term, for mind is creative ability. This appears to be the beginning when one desires to think about any topic. Science and Health indicates that all creative ability is from mind. And of course, God is mind. In fact, everything that is real is God. For there is nothing but God. God is all in all. All cause, all effect, or manifestation, which is included as a part of the source. A source could not be a source without a manifestation, and a manifestation could not exist without a source. By definition, then, they are at one with each other. This is another vivid explanation on why Jesus is not God, but Jesus was at one with God. Just like anyone can be if they really follow the commands of the qualities of the seven synonymous terms for God. And of course, Jesus did this. Mary Baker Eddy did this. Other great prophets of the Old Testament did this. Other apostles did this. At least John did. Who, after his first trial, which he failed to stay awake to support Jesus when he went up on the mountain, but he recovered from that, overcame the pot of boiling oil, and then when he was isolated on the island of Patmos, Jesus appeared to him and dictated the book of Revelation. So he was a true loyalist after that first experience. And there's no record of his body ever being found, so it looks like he ascended, as did Jesus. More details on this can be found in the Robert Putnam Bible Lesson number 9. Dr. Putnam was a real Bible scholar, devoted to the writings and inspiration of Mary Baker Eddy, as well as his own revelations from a deep study of the Bible. So what does this diapason of heaven really tell us? Think of it as an orchestra. As a matter of fact, several of the definitions refer to an organ. An organ is supposedly an instrument that can really capture the sound of any instrument, depending on how it is programmed and the installation of the pipes. So think of it as a complete sound. In other words, it is more than a tone, but it is a combination of fullness of all sounds that blend to give us the concept of completeness. So looking at mind and thinking about where do we begin, creative ability certainly does seem to be a reasonable place to be in. Since God is all creative ability, then God is my creative ability, your creative ability, the creative ability of everyone, every individual. Not personality, but individuality. individuality is the spiritual nature of an individual. Personality is a fake. It's the theory. It's what we want to discard. It is the chaff. Individuality is the wheat. So God is mind, the only mind. God is my mind. God is the mind of every individual. And this mind has all creative ability because every individual in reality is at one with God, its source. Individuality is the manifestation of the source. So a one-ment is automatic. God is the great I am, all-knowing, all-seeing. Vision is really the key of everything in Christian Science. Without vision, there is no existence. For existence is an object of vision. If one lets mind, God, be the vision, then the vision is without limit. And it is of the substance of spirit, because spirit is the only substance, as Mary Baker Eddy states very clearly in Science and Health. So God is spirit. God is all spirit. God is the only spirit. God is all substance, the only substance. God is the substance of all individuality. That means that my individuality, your individuality, everyone's individuality is a product of the substance of spirit. Anything that one can visualize as being from God, which is true and real, one can experience, because experience is a product of vision. So God is my spirit. My spirit is God. I am at one with God. You are at one with God. Your spirit is the spirit of God, the only spirit that exists. Spirit, to be spirit, is flawless. There cannot be any flaw, any error, any mistake, any imperfection in spirit. For spirit is defined as being the opposite of the theory of matter. And matter is all flaw, all opaqueness, all mistakes, all error, all fraud, all fake, all mirage. Spirit is the opposite, which is the fact of the theory of matter, and that is the substance of my individuality, your individuality, the individuality of everyone. Because spirit is flawless, it is absolutely transparent. My transparency is from God. God is transparent. Nothing secret about God. Nothing secret about 7 times 7 equal 49. Nothing secret about 12 divided by 3 being 4. The mathematical tables are open to everyone that wants to learn them and utilize them. They do not require a building, such as a church. I've never heard of a church of mathematics. And there should be no church of Christian Science. Christian Science is not dependent upon a building. It is not dependent upon individuals. It's not dependent upon personality. It's not dependent upon anything, because it is an independent principle. That principle is always in operation. Whether anyone wants to pay attention to it or not is an individual experience. Christian Science is my science. It is the science of all individuals. Whether or not it's recognized or not is an individual salvation. It operates all the time. It works all the time. It is perfect all the time. It never fails. The only thing that fails is one's vision about the correctness of their interpretation. Interpretation is a function of the Christ, which is the second of the four sides of the city, which is comprised of the Word, which is the facts about God, the Christ, which is the translation or interpretation about what it is one is seeing, Christianity, which is the demonstration, proving the facts about God, and that the interpretation and translation is correct. And if it is, then the demonstration will be complete and healing will be automatic. Science is the fourth side of the city, and that is the completion of the understanding of the demonstration. In other words, one is living the facts about God, which is the Word. They are properly translating and interpreting the facts about God as it relates to any part of their experience, and they are proving it to be correct through Christianity, which is the demonstration. And once they do those three things, or deal with those three things in that manner, then they are in the science. The individual is experiencing science, which is the completeness, the fullness, the love being shown as being already fulfilled. So going back to mind, if one realizes that all creative ability is from mind, and that mind is my mind, and if one also realizes that God is omniscient, and omniscience includes intelligence, wisdom, and knowing, and also always realizing that God is the only source and the only manifestation, that means all wisdom, all intelligence, all knowing is under the auspices of God, mind, omniscience. God is the only action, and therefore the action of any capability, any facility, any functionality is the action of mind. That means the only action that I can experience, that you can experience, that any individual can experience, not personality, but individuality, then one realizes that it has to be perfect, because it is all the substance of spirit, and spirit is flawless, totally transparent. And what that means is that it is totally reflective. So one is reflecting the omniscience of God, which includes all intelligence, all wisdom, and all knowing, by being of the substance of spirit and reflecting those qualities of God. And there's no limit, none whatsoever. We don't have to have anything, only the reflective vision of what God is and to be at one with God. That is our duty. That is our only duty. That is the soul and substance of everything that one individual is required to do. Period. Nothing else. Focus. Mary Baker Eddy says, can you focus no matter what comes your way? That's the difference between a genius and a failure. A genius can focus, does focus, insists on focusing, solves any problem that one is confronted with by focusing. The vision, it's all in the vision. Nothing is outside of vision. Every sense is spiritual because the only substance is spirit. Soul represents spiritual sense. Spiritual because spirit is the only substance. And sense meaning the typical things that one thinks about, which is seeing, hearing, feeling, tasting, and smelling. However, not in a personal way, but in an individual way, a spiritual way. So we must be seeing with the perception of spirit, with the intelligence and wisdom and knowing of mind. Principle represents system and structure. So we must be seeing with the system and structure of principle. Mary Baker Eddy says she makes strong demands on love. That means that she requires principle to be involved when one is involved in experiencing love. It is not a lust. It is not a wishy-washy love. It is a love based on principle. The only love that is of any value is one that is based on the qualities of God. From a human standpoint, we are talking about very simply things such as consideration, thoughtfulness, patience, forgiveness. Mary Baker Eddy states that Jesus was enabled to demonstrate his divinity because of the magnitude of his humanity. He was kind, generous, thoughtful, loving, considerate to everyone as an individual. To evil, he was a terror. He was their worst nightmare because he destroyed it. He destroyed it because he pointed out and exposed its lack of basis, of foundation, of qualities of God. Evil has no quality of God. There is no evil in good. Spirit is defined as good, which is perfect. And there's no evil in perfection. There's no perfection in evil. Jesus, at the beginning of his ministry, first of all, faced the three temptations of the, quote, so-called devil. And in each case, when he was presented with a suggestion, he replied not by arguing with the so-called devil, but by simply stating that it wasn't true, by stating what was true. That's exactly what Mr. Rawson says. If you're confronted with a suggestion, you simply say, no, it does not apply to me, it's not real, and then explain the reason why with the spiritual nature of God and us as being a manifestation of God. Being at one with God, we have the same qualities that does God, and they are impervious. They're immune to anything from a so-called personal theory. We are immune to the belief that there was life, truth, and intelligence in matter, and immune to the belief that we were born from the womb of a woman. We are immune to the belief that we were composed of matter from a male and female, which came about as a result of electricity. We are immune to every theory that is based on anything less than the fact that God is all in all. One of the topics of the 26 that Mary Baker Eddy gave us is that God is the only creator. God the only cause and creator. She gave us another one that is mortals and immortals. And that explains very clearly, if one does a proper research on putting together the topics of mortals and immortals, it explains very clearly that we are not a sinning mortal. We never were, and that is a false theory about a manifestation of God. We are not an immortal that is converted to a mortal. Genesis 1 talks about being perfect. Genesis 2 talks about a mist going up. That's not us. We are not affected by a mist as stated in Genesis 2. We are as created in Genesis 1. We are created as the perfect image and likeness of God. We are the image and likeness of God. We are not the image of an Adam. There cannot be anything that can be affecting an individual's vision. There can't be a defective eyeball. There cannot be a blockage of any vision. The vision of every individual is absolutely clear and complete. It is without flaw. It is without defect. Truth is always true. There's no error in truth. There's no error in 6 times 7 equals 43. There's no error in the square root of 9 equaling 3. There's no error in the divine metaphysics as disclosed to us by Mary Baker Eddy. It is perfect because it is from God. It is the science. It is not a theory. It is a science that operates for everyone that will abide by the rules and the facts. Doing the proper interpretation and translation and demonstrating it to prove it to themselves that it works every single time that the rules are complied with properly, correctly, accurately, completely. So this orchestra is starting to take shape. We've got the intelligence, the wisdom, and the knowing of mind. We've got the creative ability of mind. We've got the action of the capacity, the capability, the functionality of mind. And we're seeing that if we think about the substance being spirit, which is flawless and transparent and reflective, and then one thinks about spiritual sense, which is soul, which means that all of our seeing, hearing, feeling, tasting, and smelling is from the source of God. So there can't be any flaw because they're spiritual, and spirit is flawless, transparent, and reflective. So we are reflecting the spiritual senses of seeing, hearing, feeling, tasting, and smelling because of the things that have been mentioned. And we know that principle is system and structure, and therefore it is always in balance because it, again, is of the substance of spirit. So there's no flaw in principle. And we know that Mary Baker Eddy has made strong demands on love. So that means it has to be abiding by principle. It's not the wishy-washy love, as mentioned already in this recording. It's not a lustful love. It's not an intimate, personal love. It is an individual love of God that beams out to all. It beams out, and it touches everyone that is in our thought. And it touches them on a spiritual level, a permanent level, because it's connected through God. How about life? Life has to be spiritual also, otherwise it could not be eternal. Mary Baker Eddy stated in her last few words, while she was in visible form, God is my life, capital L. That was her message. She wanted to let everyone know that she was not dying, for her life was in God. God was her life. She was the individual manifestation of life, just as was Jesus, just as was Saint John, just as was everyone else that experienced ascension without going through the experience of death bringing them to a termination. So we know life is then experiencing the qualities of God, living them, giving them life, giving them experience, giving them individual experience. Truth is the same way. It's an individual recognition of what is true and throwing in the trash can everything that is not true. Error is the chaff and goes to the trash. Truth is the real, and that's the path that one stays on. Consciousness is truth. Motive is truth. And if the motive and the consciousness is vividly true, then truth is the path that one is on. And of course, love, as already been explained, is completeness and fullness. That means that one has already experienced the faculties of mind, the substance of spirit, the senses of soul, the system and structure of principle, the activity of life, the constancy and unchangeableness of truth, and therefore have demonstrated that they are the individual manifestation of God. And that is love, the completeness. It means that one has nurtured, just like a mother, nurtured all the individual qualities of God and have been able to come to the conclusion that this is me. I am experiencing the absolute completeness of God. God is my life. God is my mind. God is my spirit, my soul, my principle, and my truth, and now the fullness of love, because I have stayed on the path of truth. Therefore, the completion is guaranteed. No variance. None. Period. This is the orchestra. This is the diapason of heaven. It is the individual experience of perfect vision which enables us to see the perfection of the orchestra, the perfection of the completeness, the perfection of love. And whatever our thought touches is going to benefit from our own understanding of this diapason of heaven. This is putting into practice the individual short verses that Mary Baker Eddy delivers to us in the 1881 to 1898 class notes from her lectures in the Massachusetts Metaphysical College. And as has been stated in other recordings, anyone that completed the 1898 class had been given the CSD, the Doctorate of Christian Science degree, as well as those who lived with her in her home in Pleasant View, Concord, New Hampshire, and on Beacon Street in the Back Bay of Boston when she moved there to found the Christian Science Monitor. It was named Chestnut Hill. She hid the system of divine metaphysics because we all need to dig it out individually in order to understand more clearly what it is. No one can give it to us. We each have to experience it individually. We each have to realize that we have to one by one get rid of every little morsel that is trying to prevent us from seeing with the vision of God, the vision, the clarity of the one and only mind. Nothing has the ability to block it. Nothing has the ability to dilute it or impair it in any way. Only our own effort to clean up our vision will accomplish us being able to project in our experience the perfection of God. And when we do that, we will see that performance is unlimited. When we combine that creative ability with the intelligence, wisdom, and knowing of omniscience, and the capability and functionality and capacity of mind, it will bring forth the performance as long as we're complying with the real value of spirit and soul and principle and life and truth. We will then be experiencing the fullness of love, and we will have the concept of unlimited performance, and then the measurement is omnipotence, because omnipotence is merely a measurement of performance, just like horsepower in a car engine or in an electric motor. It will bring forth horsepower that is unlimited, because all the components are unlimited. They are infinite because they are from God, and we recognize they're from God. They're not from an individual, and certainly not from a personality. They're not from any matter or any mortal mind or any machine, because it is all mental. The real diapason of heaven is without limit. It is the orchestra of love being experienced. And that is our individual salvation, to recognize, accept, interpret, translate, demonstrate, prove, and bring to fulfillment in the science of the divine metaphysics. God is all there is. There is nothing else. I know it. You know it. Anyone that follows the thoughts that are in this recording can experience it. Nothing can stop it. Nothing can dilute it. Nothing can reverse it. For it is a fact of God. Amen.